This is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast. Master Codes Attunement. Welcome. With so much high frequency energy to ground, so many new insights coming in, it can feel overwhelming. And so it's great to have time within this temple of light space. Space for the sacred you of you to reset, to rest. And you can create your temple of light space here and now. You can call in all your guides, your invisible helpers to be with you at this time. And just allow this transmission to be the perfect opportunity for you to rest deeply. Your physical body really needs this deep rest at the moment. And whilst this recoding takes place on many levels and you rest into this sacred space, you'll be invited to let go and receive everything that you need to nourish you at this time. This is your sacred space. And it's your time to claim it for yourself on your journey into greater empowerment. This is your temple of light, your sacred space, this time that you offer to yourself. And so let your physical body know that you will be receiving a huge download of light-coded information so that your body can prepare to receive, to allow, and to integrate more easily. The new incoming insights and energies will help create a new foundation in the physical realm of the new earth. And this will take time. And so you're invited to take your time. Taking your time to ground the new energies efficiently for yourself in your own life. There really is no rush. And making time for yourself in this way, nourishing and nurturing yourself, creating sacred space, is all part of that grounding of your physical body into your new physical reality, which will bring you much more ease and grace. We can indeed feel rushed. We can feel overwhelmed, as if we're behind or lacking something. We can feel we need to do more, and we may at times sense an urgency, perhaps, as the energies come in and all of this old material and stuff within us bubbles up from the deep. Maybe we sense this urgency as a call to somehow catch up, and in some ways we may feel we need to get more done, you know, be more busy, and we make further effort towards this somewhat kind of elusive feeling of what success is, as if we're driven, you know, goal-orientated, as if this ongoing transformational experience is like a goal that's been set in motion. But perhaps a goal that we're struggling to achieve and we're trying to kind of catch up and find our way with it all. But really, it isn't like that. A simple shift in perspective can help guide a new awakened awareness, which instead places us right at the center of everything, in perfect alignment. Knowing that we are being guided and that all is as it should be and that we are in fact masters of a new creation and that creation is a new world awakening. So rather than rushing and worrying and fretting and chasing your tail, breathe. Breathe and relax and know that it's all in good hands, that you're in good hands. and you can let go and trust the process. Find yourself right in the heart of you, right in the heart of this creation process. It's all happening, and you're part of it. Relax and be guided. Relax and be supported. Relax and know that your efforts are seen, and that you really don't have to try so hard. You just need to rest more. Rest in the process. Rest and allow. Resting deeply is part of this process now. This awakening isn't happening to you. It's happening because of you. And though you may not always remember the power you have, you are in fact a master creator. And creation is what you do best. And deep rest is required. And so get plenty whenever you can. Prioritize your own self-care, sleep and restoration, and a deeper compassion for your human nature and your human experience right now. Which means that you tend to your own needs properly, and that you are tender to yourself in how you speak to yourself, how you comfort yourself. This transformational process isn't a race. It isn't a goal that's been set that you're charging ahead to try to claim. It's about the quality of the experience as the journey itself unfolds, and how you take care of yourself with compassion and tender love within that journey. The physical body will go through adaptations, and this can feel uneasy at times. It really can. It can feel overwhelming and uncomfortable for some. It can sometimes feel as if you're unwell. Sometimes you can be unwell. We're struggling with life and the challenges presented. But all of this is transitory. All is moving through. And all is part of a greater and perfectly guided evolutionary plan. So avoid getting fixated on any of it. Let it go. Let it move through, knowing that some things move through quickly and some things move through slowly, but everything is moving. Everything moves at the speed which is guided. And so no amount of pushing, pulling, rushing, worrying will make things happen quicker, but it will create a lot of stress and a lot of overwhelm. It will elevate your stress levels and can leave you feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. And so rest, relax, take time to simply be. The body has a lot of transformation it's going through, and it must go through. And the body, your physical body, your human nature will not be rushed. The body has its own wisdom and intelligence. Trust it and support the process by nourishing your physical body in whatever way supports you into balance. And you know what supports you into balance. We really are guided every step of the way. And we can sense this more when we're relaxed and at ease. The source of all this guiding energy and the power we have to create something new all comes from deep within. And you can access these inner resources through self-love, forgiveness, and acceptance. We are powerful master manifestors, remembering and reclaiming what is already deeply known within us. It's all an inside job. So relax and find peace within. Perhaps sometimes we feel that we lack the true awareness of what this means. Maybe we use our inner resources and sacred powers to create from a more limited perspective. But all of our creations are welcome. All are valid. All are part of a great evolutionary process. We're like children let loose with the coloured crayons, free to scribble and scrawl our heart's desires as bit by bit we learn to use these creative skills in a way which, through our interactive experience, becomes more conscious and more considered. It can be joyful to splash about in the messiness of a rainbow palette of coloured paints, perhaps, and draw whatever we wish to, and to no real end, no specific goal or purpose, just for pleasure, just for joy. Our creation needs no judgment from self or other. It is an experiential journey, and it can be messy. Doesn't matter. We won't be told off or shamed. There's no need to feel guilty or that we're not enough, not good enough. We must embark on our creative journey without judgment or fear of consequence, and instead with permission from self to be truly liberated, so as to simply express what is flowing through, uncensored, unchallenged, unhindered. Like a dance that only we can dance, dancing to the sounds that only we can hear. We are attuning to a new higher frequency. And in time, this physical attunement process will orchestrate the creation of a new harmonic resonance, which will shape our new earth into being. This great creation is already underway. As well as creators, we are also the explorers, and there are many pathways of exploration to choose from. And as we explore, we take notes, record our experience and endeavours, and we look to find the heart centre. Using our internal navigation system to guide us, we find the centre place of truth, the resonance of pure love, the path where all unite as one. Here we remember all is one. Here we remember who we are. Here we align and anchor our light more deeply, rooted into the sacred land. Our internal map and compass once again reset. This sensory navigation system, a familiar old friend of ancient times, who we now remember and once again learn to trust and form a deep bond of reverence with. As we recall our ancient wisdom to walk the pathways of the wisdom keepers, the earth guardians, the light workers, mystics and healers of our ancient futures. We can experience and explore many new pathways. And we can revisit well-trodden and even forgotten paths. We may even mark tracks clearly this time, so that we can hone our skills and navigate our way more easily as we learn to encode the information of a collective experience felt through our sensory system, embarking once again on a journey to the heart of all, a journey home. But not just because of our own individual longing, but because we are co-creating the map for the new collective consciousness of humanity, where brothers and sisters, beings of all kinds, walk home together as one, in truth, love, and unity. The encoded information which is being mapped within our collective consciousness, wired as a new and more evolved neural net of supporting information, weaved within our energetic field as light-coded sacred geometry, now interacts or interplays on all levels within our sensory system to help us navigate our way beyond the limitations and outdated structures of the old world and into an empowered and divinely orchestrated, co-created new earth. These new codes of information are here to assist us. They are blueprints which offer guided insights, intuitive wisdom, frequency adjustments, and more. They are responsible for holding us in the safety and security of the Temple of Light space at this time of chaotic and turbulent change on our beloved planet Earth. All this turbulent change is guided, and we are safe within it. The physical body's blueprint offers divine codes of reference already firmly etched within it. These are not hidden or secret or difficult to find. They are clearly marked along each pathway, and the markers hold a specific frequency. So when you find them, they resonate with you, and you know in your heart you are home. Each information stream is also encoded with the echoes of the past. Though in truth these perceived past events are not in the past, but they're just held as information within the great matrix of light. Like a database, if you like, a database of references and experiences which are recorded. Meaning, it's not that you have to travel back in time to reclaim lost power or release trauma and heal what's gone on before, as it's all accessible now. There really is no past, present, or future in a linear way, as we sometimes experience or imagine. Our vast subconscious is like a library where we store and archive information, including collective information. As a data storage system, some information is stored as old or outdated or past, but in truth, all data is accessible now. The present moment is the access point, making the creation of reality a conscious interplay between you and your environment in the here and now, but filtered through the data which instructs your perceptions, beliefs, attitudes, and habitual patterns. Filtered through your unique lens. And there are many ways in which a new, more conscious way of experiencing life can happen. And there's no right or wrong way. It's experiential. Each person will have their own experiences, which will help usher them along the pathways which they personally need to travel, in order that they can decode their reference point within the database and arrive at a place of truth and peace within themselves. So the timing isn't important, only the journey. And the journey takes as long as it takes. And there are no shortcuts. Again, a reminder that there's no point in getting stressed about the length of the journey and all the twists and turns in the road. It's best to just relax and enjoy the ride. As when you become the witness to your own unique experiences, then you'll really see the magic at work, the synchronicities, the guiding wisdom all around you, and you'll feel more supported in the flow of it all. And whilst there may be people along the way who can support you on your awakening journey, in truth, the inner process is yours. You know, it's you who navigates that. It's your own inner work to do, because you'll learn so much about yourself and about creation herself. As you learn to navigate the inner world of your psyche, the metaphysical, mystical, energetic, and invisible worlds all around you and deep within you, you'll start to see how your particular map is written. And you'll notice the intuitive markers, the guiding signposts, and you will see the different ways in which you lose your way and the ways in which you get distracted and perhaps the way in which you give up or where you park yourself in the lay-by for a time when you lose your power or feel you've lost power and you just pull over and just stop. And you'll get familiar with the pathways that you take and the journey you're on and how you uniquely navigate your way so that you can ultimately learn to trust yourself as the master of your own creation, the master writer of your story, the master who creates your life and ultimately your destiny. The master codes are within you, and it's time to activate them. The master codes are not hidden, elusive, or difficult to find. They resonate at a particular frequency. And so as you learn to elevate your consciousness and raise your frequency, then you will naturally initiate the activation of the master codes into your energetic body, encoding them into your mental and emotional body, and then on into your physical body and on into your physical reality. The physical world is where we're called to take action, but only when we're ready, when we are truly aligned, when we are called into position and guided by a greater wisdom and intelligence. And until this time comes into play, we're simply invited to continue to explore and experience and play within the realms of creativity, which enable us to build greater awareness, develop skills, and attune to the new heart frequency. It's within this playground of our creative explorations that our new higher frequency of heart, imbued with the true love of all which is sacred, will instruct our new earth creation into being. This happens gently, bit by bit, like a beautiful flower opening its petals to the sunshine, just softly, softly. These kinds of opening, these receiving the energies, this can't be rushed and nor should it be rushed. Nothing can rush it. Like that flower opening. The playground we play in as we evolve into this new phase of creation is very forgiving. And yet we're not very forgiving of ourselves. We can want perfection. But we don't always appreciate ourselves for our efforts, for our offerings, for what we give or do in innocence, in our desire to play joyfully within the many realms of existence. We can think we're not good enough, can think we're not enough. We might wait at the edge of the creative play area, waiting for a time when someone else tells us we're good enough to enter, we're good enough to come and play now. Or perhaps we sabotage our creation by thinking it must be a certain way, that someone somewhere has a plan that we perhaps need to wait, to hold back, to be invited in. And so we don't participate fully for fear of what others might do or say or think. We may need to risk being seen or heard. We may need to put ourselves into a position or situation where we're momentarily uncomfortable in order to travel a new uncharted pathway and discover the jewels and gifts offered along the way. We are simply asked to have the courage to bring our offerings forth and to set them out on this great table, the stage of life, without fear of judgment, but with great compassion for ourselves. Knowing that this is the journey we signed up for. This is what we wanted to do. This is what we put in motion. This is what we brought with us. This is what we have to offer. This is what we uniquely bring to the table to help nourish the co-creative process of building a new earth. There are so many offerings for the table. A feast, great bounty, cornucopia of goodness and beauty to feed and deeply nourish a world that has been starved of that which is sacred. A world that longs to feel, sense, hear and truly know the abundance of grace flowing to the hearts of all. You are called to the table. You are called to the feast. And you are called into sacred service. You are called to bring your offerings so that they can be part of this rich and delicious creation. The foundation of our new physical world of abundance here on earth at this time. You may already have offerings that you're aware of. Or you may know what they are, but you still don't have the courage to place them at the feast. Or perhaps you're still developing your skills. And all this is okay. All is acceptable. All is part of the divine plan unfolding, and you're in perfect flow. Whatever your experience and whatever you're exploring currently, know and trust that this is all part of the creation process as we collectively bring the new earth into being. Sometimes we can feel lost or overwhelmed, on the wrong path perhaps. Like we've taken the wrong route altogether. But in truth, all paths ultimately lead home. In fact, learning how you get lost is an opportunity to put down markers for yourself so that you can clearly see how to avoid continuing along the same old patterns and pathways, recoding as you go. Every path is relevant. All journeys will support you to know yourself more fully and challenge how you operate so that you can then consciously decide if you'd prefer to do things differently now. Exploring what or who we are not, traveling paths which are not our true destiny, or creating things that don't fulfill us and bring us joy, that all helps to eventually usher us into a clearer and more authentic place. Placing markers along the way helps you to identify if this is a path of your authentic self or just one of those familiar old pathways of your pre-programmed habitual conditioned self that you're so tired and bored of walking. You can mark it clearly. You don't want to walk that path anymore. You know where it goes. You've had enough. You can choose, make a different choice. Everything is about choice. Everything is your choice. And clearly marking the pathways of your journey empowers you to make conscious choices. Conscious choices made from the heart activate a higher frequency of wisdom and intelligence. This is when you feel supported and guided and in the flow, like you're on track. So embody that. Sometimes, though, we have no choice but to explore who we're not in order that we discover who we truly are. We can get faced with our shadow aspects. May need to process a lot of material before we feel the elevation and liberation of our more authentic experience of self. So embrace this. It's all part of the process and it won't last forever. Sometimes it can feel like it goes on for far too long indeed. The most important thing is to love yourself regardless. That's the quality of the journey. Wherever you're at, know and trust that the paths you walk and the information you recode along the way is all part of your unique evolutionary journey. No one can really understand your path, your journey, your life, your creation, only you. Though others will be witness to you. And so where possible, choose the company of compassionate witnesses. Those who see you, hear you, those who trust you to work it out and find your way, even when it looks like you're lost or confused or parked up for a while or even out of fuel. You can ask for support whenever you need it. And this is fine, as for some people, simply asking for help and allowing the support of others in is the deepest healing of all. Being vulnerable in the tenderness of the heart, finally feeling safe enough to open to another and to be known, to be seen, to be heard. This can be transformational. It can sometimes feel overwhelming. But you can never truly be lost. In truth, you can only ever be discovering the new, finding different pathways, deepening your connection to you. You can never really be out of fuel either. You are simply learning about the abundant flow and how to open and receive it. And if you find yourself parked up for a while, then rest deeply. Breathe and trust you need a pit stop to refuel, recharge and get resourced again. It might just be that the universe is helping keep you safe in a lay-by, the lay-by of life, you know, to one side there resting for a moment, just whilst there's chaos going on the road ahead and you've just been sidelined somewhere safe. So trust the flow. Know that you're taken care of. And as you move more and more away from that old, outdated, non-authentic way of being, so you naturally discover fresh, new, inviting realms to explore. And remember, when the old familiar doors close, the new, fresh, inspiring doors can then open. And sometimes you yourself have to close the door and wait a while before the new doors open. And this liminal space can feel disconcerting. When we're without trust, it can feel incredibly overwhelming. We're learning to develop our trust in the process of life, in all those places of discomfort. We're looking to find ease within, in all situations, in all places, at all times. That's the quality of the journey. And so trust in life, trust in the evolutionary process, as it's always on the side of your true, authentic nature, the you of you, and will support you to see what you need to see and help you let go of all that doesn't serve you. And the power you have is immense. And you are moving gently towards embodying this great inner resource more deeply, anchoring yourself as a master creator here on earth at this time. This is an incredible time to be alive. And we're looking to actualize the new creation by attuning to the new higher frequencies of light and embodying the richness offered. We must grace the world with our presence in ways which celebrate our authentic power, holding ourselves accountable to be that which we truly are. We are evolution in motion. We are power rising. We are the new unfolding, and we are the awakening process that cannot be stopped. The real power we have right now is in anchoring the light of the higher frequencies of light-coded information, bringing those codes deep into our hearts, where they will gestate for a while, helping us to let go of the distortions, the limiting perspectives, perceptions, indoctrinations which have enslaved us, that which has shaped and structured our cultures and societies. We get to consciously choose what we want and sense into what no longer supports humanity. And we can be part of that letting go. We get to choose to rise. We get to choose what we bring through and what we release. As we bring together this harmonic resonance within the new sonic temples of the sacred earth, through increasing our vibration, increasing our frequency, with a rising, changing power of creation in motion, not separate but whole and complete, upgrading, recoding. The world is changing. The new earth is rising. And so take time to rest, to enjoy simple pleasures. Breathe in nature, get grounded, drink her sacred waters, come alive to the magic and the mysteries of her creation. And you'll learn more as you develop a deeper relationship and communication with the invisible realms of energy that build and support these networks, which enable you to coexist, co-create, collaborate within this new creation, building and forming new relationships now from a heart-centered space. The physical body is going to change with or without you. It cannot continue to hold the lower vibrational energies. And so take the time you need. And as you do, deeply rest and allow your guidance team to support you through this process of integration, integrating your true higher powers. And you may feel like sleeping a lot, and sleep and recharge whenever you can. You may notice parts of you which deny you the rest that you need, or the love, or the compassion and nourishment. So simply notice those parts which tell you to do more, to get up, to get on, when in truth your intuition and your inner nature is calling for you to go within and rest for these inner changes to take place. We run so many programs in our minds, in our thought processes, which keep us separate from self, separate from love, separate from true nourishment, separate from the sacred. The trick is to know that the pathways you walk within help create the pathways you walk in your external life. And so if you wish to walk the awakened pathways, the new pathways of your reality, then apply yourself first to the inner realms. Notice your thinking, how it shapes your world, the stories that you tell yourself, how you behave in response to those stories. Notice the endless inner dialogue and whether it's a story that serves you and what reality it's creating for you. There is such an amazing amount of intuitive wisdom within you, way beyond your thinking mind. And you can access this when you journey within. Listen to your sensitive inner nature, attuned to deeper guidance, intuition, love, deep nourishing support. Sometimes life, it can be difficult to sense intuitively with any clarity as out there has become so noisy and distracting and demanding. And this is only going to increase over this coming period as things change and we need to make time to recharge in the higher frequencies. This will be the balm for your soul, the fuel for your tank. It is what will carry you through these changing times. And so your inner work, your internal recoding and reprogramming, remapping, repatterning work must take priority now. This is how you make yourself more receptive to the incoming light. This is where you will access your master codes. This is where you're exploring and experiencing, accessing new higher frequency data for your life. Never underestimate the power of this time, the power of your own inner work, the investment you're making in recreating yourself from the inside out, making yourself more receptive to the light code activations, making yourself more of a vessel, a conduit, an anchor point, so you can feel grounded, empowered, supported, nourished, and enriched. This is the work of now, and wherever you are on your path, the Master Codes will ensure you an easier journey where you can access your own intuitive wisdom more easily, and where you can learn about the creative being you really are in the sacred space which is divinely held and guided. If you haven't done so already, then this may be the time when you wish to close your eyes in readiness of receiving your Master Codes attunement. You can rest in the Temple of Light, resting in your heart space, allowing yourself to drop more deeply into sacred presence. It's as if you are wrapped in the most loving, warm, nourishing embrace, knowing that you are held, that you are loved, that you are seen. Can receive this attunement process, calling in the Master Code attunement. This activation coming in as light-coded information, guided process. coming into your energy body. Gently, gently. Ikatuana natukuata. Itatukutu atoa ano osoa ike atoa. Ingantukutukutukawa. Itatuaya ite atoa. Intakuta tatawa. Ukutukantukuatayaya. Master Codes Attunement. Bringing this into your heart space. Iatu tu kanawa, ite de atu hutawa, iseawa, iseawa, iseawa. As you receive this attunement, you can sense your brain opening to the light, receiving that light into the fluid of your brain, wiring and firing the neural pathways, the receptor sites, to receive the attunement of this sacred blessing, a reminder, a remembering, a recalling deep into the heart of you, deep into the wisdom of you, deep into the bones of you, deep into the cellular information, to the mitochondria, to the organelles, right into the powerhouse of your physical body, where you remember and recall the activation of the master codes in this physical body here and now. Bringing in the light, receiving the light, allowing the light to recode, to recreate this gentle, gentle process. Coming in through your brain, down your spinal column, down your legs, out through the soles of your feet, anchoring you to the heart of the earth. Bringing the earth energy up, like sucking energy up through a straw. Bringing that energy up through your body, gently, gently, bit by bit. Calling in the wisdom and sacredness of our beloved Mother Gaia to support you to ground this remembrance, to ground this attunement, to ground this sacred being that you are. So that you are guided intuitively, held in love and compassion. So that you can feel the intuitive pathways of love and joy and peace and happiness opening up to you in this physical world. And you're making those choices to follow your heart, your intuition, this great inner wisdom, this guiding system of your master creator self. As this attunement comes online now, throughout all the systems of your body, your toes, the little bones in your toes, attuning to this frequency, all the bones in your feet, soles of your feet, heels of your feet, can feel the attunement of this frequency of the master codes coming into the bones, your ankles, your shins, your knees, just coming right up your legs, into your hips, your pelvic area, right up the spinal column. Each one of those spinal bones stacked one on top of the other, just the information stacking up, building you strong, solid. Shoulders, all attuning into your arms, down into your fingers, right to the tips of your fingers. Your neck, your skull, your jaw, your teeth, your rib cage, until every bone in your body is a luminous, shining bright, live, living attunement of high frequency energy. And those neural pathways of your brain, it's as if they're stretching out like branches of a tree, like light beams beaming out from the top of your head, calling in all of that high level, guiding, encoded light information from creation herself, from the heart of the galaxy, from all of those celestial bodies, from all of our support networks of galactic beings, star brothers, star sisters, all of that great intelligence and wisdom that's here to support and guide this awakening process here and now. Just coming in to witness the Master Code's attunement being received by the bones of your body, by the muscles of your body, the sinews, the tissues, all the fascia, the connecting tissues of light, the little photons of light that dance in networks throughout your entire body, all being coded with light. Your eyes, your tongue, your throat, all singing in this new frequency, higher octave. Your lungs, all of the organs receiving this Master Code attunement now. To your kidneys, your liver, your pancreas, coming throughout your entire physical body, remembering, recalling, activating, attuning to the higher octaves. Just receiving, allowing, breathing it in. Feeling the waves, like sound waves moving up and down through your body, from the top of your head, tips of your toes, and up and down, recoding, attuning. Recoding, attuning. So your endocrine system, all the glands of your body, your adrenal glands, thyroid, reproductive system, all of the systems of your body, the respiratory system, the detoxification systems, circulatory systems, all the fluid of your body, your blood, your lymph, all moving now with this new frequency encoding within it. All those networks, all those systems, all communicating together harmoniously, finding a resonance that they share unifying together as one coherent rhythm of you as the master of your creation here in the physical world. See it, sense it, feel it, allow it. Be this frequency, this resonance, this powerful activation, attuning you to the new higher frequency of light. Softly, gently, with grace and ease and in the beauty way, this soft, deep, and beautiful attunement activating within the atoms, within the quarks, within those tiny, tiny places, some of which we haven't got names for yet. They're so tiny. But each of them is connected to the infinite energy of all creation. And you are connected. On a microscopic level, on a quantum level, on an atomic level, on a molecular level, on a cellular level, on an energetic level, on a vibratory level. Every level, you are infinitely interwoven within the fabric of creation, at one with all, as one harmonic resonance of pure divine love. You are this divine love in every cell of your body. Know this to be true. Feel it. Allow it. Believe it. Create it. May this be your creation, that you are at one with all, at peace, in the flow of divine love. And bring in a little light language transmission to help integrate this attunement process so that you can rest deeply, receive it fully, and come home to the truth of who you are. Ikatuayanite, ikatuayanite, itawana, itawana, ite, ite, ikatuaya, ikatuaya, ikatuayanite. Ukutu kanoa, itatu kutu atuana, itea, itatu kutu kutu kantoana nana ie, ikatu kutanata ite, ikatu kutu kutantana nie, ikatu kutu kutanoto kunuaya nae, iaya, iaya tukuata, iaya wantu kutanuata, iaya. Ieya, ieya, iatuanta nite, ikatuaya ite, ikantuanta ie, iatuaya nite, ikatuanta nite, ikatuaya nie, iatuaya nite.
ikatuana. Ikatuana itati atuku tukuata ianuaya. Ietatuana itakuata itakiete itatatukuata nana. Iatukuanta nani ete itakiata itanuata na ite iatuanta iaya. Iatukuata. Ikatuaya. Inawa, inawa, inawa. Ite-ya-ya-ya. Ite-ya-ya-ya. Ite-ya-ya-ya.
We give thanks for all the support, the guidance, the invisible helpers, for all those beings of light bringing us the Master Code's attunement at this time. And we ask that within the Temple of Light space, we are held till this process is complete. You are wrapped now in a blue, beautiful shroud of light, comforted, wrapped in gold and light, safe and loved, safe and loved. Allow yourself to simply rest and simply be. And when you're ready, you can return to open your eyes. If you need to do that now, then you can. If you feel to rest more deeply, you can decide. Let go into the flow as you know, you always know. And so it is, and so it is.